Hello everyone, Kathy Balding here, and welcome to Quality News, May edition number 2, where we're looking at what I know for almost sure about effective quality and clinical governance systems, working through my 10 characteristics of an effective quality system, musing on what I know for almost sure, and what I know for almost sure about being an effective quality professional, usually learn from when I haven't been. This May number 2 edition is looking at the characteristic of an effective quality system as supporting the people, focusing the organisation on achieving high quality point of care and service interactions between consumers and staff as a strategic and operational priority. What I know for almost sure about this is that quality is created in the interactions between staff and consumers. So now you're thinking, well, Kathy has finally lost the quality plot if she thinks this is news. Isn't it just common sense? And yet, let's take a brutal honesty moment. Think of your most recent quality meeting. What proportion of it was spent specifically discussing the quality of staff and consumer interactions? How staff are being supported to create quality care and experiences with consumers? How they feel about their role in this? The satisfaction they get from providing care? How managers are equipped to lead their staff to achieve great care? If your answer is anything above zero, that is, you did discuss one or more of these points, congratulations, you're on the road to greatness. But if you're wondering how you would even introduce this conversation into your quality committees, it sounds like this common sense isn't such common practice in your organisation. Fortunately, you can and should do something about it. And how I know this? Well, too many quality committees that I see get caught up in clinical governance systems and forget that people create quality care and experiences. Of course, clinical governance has a role, but as servant of managers and staff, not master. When quality committees are full of data and reports on clinical governance systems and initiatives, with no corresponding discussion on how these systems are supporting managers and staff to play their role, quality care can present as an abstract concept rather than something that is actually happening in your organisation at that very moment and at every moment. Real people affecting other people's lives every single day, no matter what human service you're in. Seeing quality as abstract rather than as a concrete human experience can distant committee discussions from reality, contributing to dull agendas and lack of focus and decision-making. So what can you do about it? Well, allocate an agenda item in your quality meetings to focus on the usefulness of clinical governance systems in supporting the point of care experience. You'll need a mix of subjective information from managers and staff and objective process and outcome data. Compare staff and consumer feedback from the same services and the same processes. Seek to build a picture of what's really happening out there. This will shift clinical governance and care quality from abstract to real world and make your quality meeting instantly more relevant, useful, and interesting. And what I know for almost sure about effective quality professionals this month? A successful quality professional models leadership for improvement. So, what does that mean? Well, to paraphrase Maya Angelou, leaders see greatness in other people. They're not much of a leader if all they see is greatness in themselves. Great quality leaders know and live this. There is no leadership role where it is more important to cultivate greatness in others. Supporting managers and staff to strive for quality care all day, every day, within a complex, high-risk human service environment requires quality professionals to find and cultivate the greatness around them. They do this by focusing with staff on creating point-of-care greatness. To them, clinical governance is not a to-do list, but something that supports staff to be the best they can be so they can do the best they can for those they serve. That's all for this edition of May number 2 Quality News. Look forward to seeing you next time.